Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is David, and this is episode 3453BN. Today's date is September 17th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Panic in D.C., Haiti, Diddy, Epstein, D-Class, Trump sends another election warning to the deep state. Let's talk about our health. I just found something fascinating. What if you could restore your gut health with one simple fix? According to one doctor in California, there may be a way. In fact, he believes it's so powerful that it could be like a power wash for your insides. Dr. Gundry, who is a world-renowned heart surgeon, reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, and low energy in a short video he released to the public, which you can watch right now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's newgutfix.com/X22. What's even more fascinating is this video also reveals how you can transform your gut with this one simple thing. Find out now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or click the link at the bottom of the video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking. Why? Because everything that they've been trying to do to stop Trump is not working whatsoever. It's like they're not in control. They keep trying. They're going to continue to try. The attacks are going to intensify. They're already warning us that other things are about to happen. But once again, they cannot stop them. And yes, they have planned out a pre-election attack and a post-election attack, where they're going to try to cheat. Now, Trump, he's already letting them know that this election is going to be too big to rig and you will not be able to cheat like you did back in 2020. And I do believe that they're going to start to realize that everything that they put into place, everything they're trying to do is not going to work. So then they're going to move to the post-election tactics to make sure that he doesn't get into office. And what does that include? That includes a cyber attack. That includes trying to convince the population that Trump manipulated the election with help with foreign entities or a foreign country, maybe like Russia, because we can see that's building up right now. They're going to unleash war on the world. They're going to unleash chaos onto this country. They're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to stop Trump. But think about it. Along the way, what has been coming out? The people are learning that the true enemy is the deep state players. And they're starting to realize that the deep state players, they are part of this underground system that people thought was a conspiracy. Like Haiti, for example, where these individuals are eating animals, pets. Well, that is now coming true. Haiti is also going to be connected to what? Human trafficking, child trafficking, pedophilia. Who's involved with this? Well, we know it's Clinton. We know now it's Diddy. We know it's Epstein. And this evidence is now coming out. And remember, one leads to another, which leads to another. And these individuals, that is the framework of the deep state system. What you're going to see next is those people that were using Diddy's system, using Epstein's system. And this is what they've been trying to hide from the people for a very long time. But I do believe timing is everything. And this information is going to come out at the right moment, at the right time. And when it comes out and the fake news is basically trying to counter it, spin the stories, because remember, the fake news works for the criminal syndicate. They're not with the people. They're against the people. So they will spin all the stories because a lot of these people are involved in it. And they will try to counter everything that's coming out right now. But what's going to happen is you're going to see declassification of this information. And it's going to back up everything that's been coming out. And at a certain point in time, the fake news will not be able to spin this. Actually, they might even turn and say, you know something? This is now at a point where if we keep defending the criminal syndicate, we are screwed. So they might move away from their masters and they might not cooperate anymore. And I do believe we might see something like that happening. Now, as we know, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, those in D.C., they are panicking right now because everything that they tried to do to Trump is backfiring. The people are seeing this. The people see who the true enemy is. And Trump is getting more and more people to his side. I do believe this is going to continue when the economy breaks down, when we have another event, when war picks up in the Middle East, war picks up out in Ukraine, war begins in Taiwan. This is when people are going to start to see the reality of it all. Because remember, Kamala is in office right now. She's running for the presidency. We have Biden in office right now. So whatever happens, everything falls on them. They're the ones who are going to have to convince the people that, hey, don't worry, we can have peace. Oh, don't worry, I can fix this. Well, they're in office right now. They can't wait until after the presidential election. They have to fix it now. They have to discuss peace. And what's going to happen is they are going to fail, just like they fail with everything else. Because again, the agenda of their masters is not to have peace. Their agenda is to have war, to have chaos, to destroy this country. Why would they want to usher in peace? It makes no sense. Because if we have peace, everyone is exposed. So they're not going to be doing this. No matter how much maybe some of the low-level people want peace, it's not going to happen because their masters are dictating what they need to do here. And Trump, he sent out a warning to all of these individuals. Once again, if you assist in cheating in the election, doesn't matter who you are, lawyer, doesn't matter if you're a poll watcher, doesn't matter if you're in the news, it doesn't matter who you are. If you assist in rigging the election and overthrowing the United States government, overthrowing the duly elected president, you will be held accountable. He's giving people, these individuals, another warning. It's actually the same truth that he put out before, but he put it out again, letting everyone know, don't do it. Now, I think a lot of the lower level people, they're like, okay, wait a minute. I see the poll numbers. I see what's going on right now. And if for some reason he gets in and he wins, I'm going to jail. I think what a lot of these lower level people, that's what they're thinking. And I don't want to go to jail for these other people that are directing me to do this. So I think a lot of the lower level people, most likely they will back off. The middle and upper level, most likely they won't, because again, they have committed many, many other crimes. And they know if or when Trump wins, they are screwed. So they will push the cheating. They will push everything that they have. But like Trump said, and we'll be discussing this a little bit later, this election is going to be too big to rig, which means there's just so many people that they just won't be able to actually produce the number of ballots that we need. And I do believe this is why at a certain point in time, they will have to use some type of cyber attack to make it look like the elections were manipulated, because they don't want Trump to win. So they're going to have to say, we can't certify the elections because they were manipulated. Because once they realize that they can't cheat, well, they got to move to phase two of their plan. And that is during the election and after the election. And I do believe this is exactly what they're going to do, because think about it. Everything they try to do with this second assassination attempt, it has completely failed. People are starting to talk about this individual. Maybe he's a patsy, definitely an asset. The FBI knew about him. It's all completely and utterly falling apart. And the FBI tried to get control of the investigation by saying, hey, by the way, we're going to, and this is also with the DOJ, because the FBI, DOJ, together, they were out there saying, okay, we're going to press charges. It's going to be federal charges, gun charges. And they were trying to take control of the case. But DeSantis, he kind of countered everything that they're trying to do, because he knew what they were trying to do. They were trying to take control and they were going to hide the true evidence. So he said, no, we're going to have our own special counsel. We're going to have our own investigation and we're going to find out what happened here. So we can see there are now two investigations going on, and you're going to see the DOJ, FBI, they're going to come up with a completely different scenario than what Florida is going to come up with. Now, you know, the deep state players, they're going to try to stop the Florida investigation because they don't want the truth out there. But I do believe we might see maybe some emails, some text messages coming out that certain individuals were involved in the assassination attempts against Trump, which will shake the country, which will shake the world. We'll be discussing a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Diddy, because he was just arrested. And he was arrested because, again, he was running the same thing Epstein was running, but for Hollywood. And they now are pressing charges. Liz Crokin put this out and said, breaking plot twist. Diddy arrested at alleged Jeffrey Epstein client co-conspirator New York City hotel. Sean Diddy Combs was arrested Monday at the Park Hyde Hotel on 57th Street in Manhattan and taken into custody by Homeland Security investigations at approximately 8:15 p.m. Tom Pritzker is the chairman and owner of the Hyatt Hotels Corporation. He was close with Epstein and allegedly raped Virginia Guffrey after Epstein trafficked her to him. Now get this. Last year, I reported Pritzker had a scheduled meeting with Epstein and Bill Gates at the same Park Hyatt Hotel in New York City in 2014. You know what they say? Fate loves irony. As I've been saying, Diddy is tied to Epstein and his alleged sex trafficker, Rachel Chandler. Diddy's arrest is way bigger than you can imagine. It's the one domino that can take down the whole diseased house of cards. Pepe Deluxe put this out and said, worth remembering, Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, Diddy, among acts, lending help in hand to Haiti. So Haiti is now in focus. We can see Trump brought focus to Haiti because there were Haitians in Springfield, Ohio. He talked about the Haitians eating pets. People started to learn that there were a lot of Haitians there. So Haiti now is completely in focus. And we know that Kamala and the Biden administration, they brought the Haitians into this country and they moved him into Ohio. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Swap Drainer put this out, and there's a picture of Obama with Diddy, and Swap Drainer says one leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to many. And this is pointing to post 4,566, July 2nd, 2020. Argument, Maxwell is not big enough to name to trigger a mass awakening. One leads to another, to another, to another. One leads to many. And I do believe, yes, Maxwell was involved. Epstein was involved. Diddy was involved. They were doing what they were told to do. They were all involved in this. Yes, they are guilty. But think about it. This goes much further up the chain. And those behind the scenes, those are the people that have been orchestrating all of this. Now, CAG News put this out on X, and it's a picture of Diddy and a picture of his tattoo, which is very, very interesting. And the Lioness of Marketing put this out and said, the tattoo on Diddy's back is Zili Dantor. If you're Haitian or practice the religion, you already know what's up. So what is Zili Dantor? It's a senior spirit in Haitian voodoo and the queen of the Petro Nation. She's associated with love, protection, and motherhood and is often depicted as a dark-skinned woman. So that is very interesting. And I think we're going to see a lot more information come out about Haiti, about Diddy, about Epstein. And when the timing is right, we're going to see information of those certain corrupt politicians, those people in Hollywood, those people that are CEOs and head of major corporations. You're going to see foreign leaders around the world. Their names are going to be associated with all of this. And all those individuals that are continually pushing, like in Hollywood and the corrupt politicians who are continually backing Kamala, telling everyone and screaming at the top of their lungs, they are panic right now because those who scream the loudest, they have the most to lose. So when you look at all these individuals, you could see very, very clearly that they're trying to protect themselves because they know that once Kamala loses, it's game over for them. And people are going to find out what they've been up to and their careers, everything that they fought for, everything that they've done is going to come to an end. And they understand this. And it's getting worse and worse out in Springfield, Ohio, because now people are paying attention. People are seeing exactly what's going on. And people are now questioning what's really going on in Ohio. Stane Haynes put this out and said, the mayor of Springfield, Ohio, is making millions by replacing a third of the population of his town with Haitian immigrants. Let's take a look at such an impressive abuse of power and bad chasing. And it's pointing to a business called Littleton and Rue. And Rob Rue is the owner of this business. And it looks like making a lot of money on real estate in Ohio. So that's very, very interesting. And when you break it down and you start to look at what's really going on there, you can see some of the real estate there. Well, they have an appraisal of like 17,500, but It sold for $290,000. Another one was appraised for $140,000, sold for $250,000. Another one that was appraised for $92,000, but sold for $250,000, which is very, very interesting. So once again, we can see that money is involved with this. You can see that some people are making quite a bit of money, and now people are focused on Ohio, and this is all falling apart for them. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that there were 33 bomb threats in Springfield, Ohio. And the fake news is trying to convince everyone that this wouldn't happen if there wasn't a certain presidential Republican candidate saying that they're eating the pets out in Ohio and there's problems in Springfield. And they're trying to blame this, of course, all on Trump. Don Jr. responded to this and said, why is CNN allowing people like Anna Navarro to purposely lie about these bomb threats after the governor of Ohio announced yesterday that the threats were hoaxes coming from a foreign nation trying to sow chaos in our country? Why are they hiding the truth from their audience? Rick Grinnell put this out and said, which foreign country is responsible for the fake bomb threats to schools in Ohio? The U.S. media completely fell for it and blamed Trump and Vance. The media is helping this foreign country with their election interference. Tom Elliott put this out and said, how the fake news sausage is made. Trump Vance highlight stories embarrassing to Kamala Harris. Anonymous bomb threats, KKK flyers, mysteriously appear undermining Trump and Vance. Media flood the zone. Bomb threats revealed as foreign hoax, likely orchestrated by the deep state players. Media kept flooding the zone with the original fake news anyway. They spent like 350 hours circulating the bomb threat story. And now it's turning out to be one gigantic hoax. Christopher Rufo put this out and said, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is refusing to identify the foreign actors who called in the majority of hoax bomb threats in Springfield, Ohio. This is outrageous. The public has a right to know which foreign nations are meddling in our elections. So which nation is this? Are they going to use this later on? As we get closer and closer to the presidential election, most likely, yes. And you could see that everything now is revolving around Ohio, revolving around the Haitians. And this includes the Clintons. It includes Obama. It includes Hollywood. Because think about it. They're all involved in Haiti. And it connects to Diddy. It connects to Epstein. And soon, what are we going to see? We're going to see information that is going to be released, and I do believe this is going to be the D-class, which is going to back up all the reports that are coming out. Now, of course, the fake news in the very, very beginning, they're going to try to convince everyone that all of these things aren't happening. But I do believe when actual declassified information comes out, it's going to confirm all of this. And I do believe the timing of all of this is right around the election period or right after the election period or during the entire span of the election. So you could see that everything is timed, and people are going to start to really understand and learn a lot. And people are learning a lot now and starting to understand that our country has been invaded. This is being done on purpose. They're being brought in here to change the fabric of this country, to replace the people of this country. And they are the foot soldiers. They are the people of the deep state players. They want them to occupy this country. And they're going to use them. Of course, they have a long-term plan with these individuals. They're going to make sure that moving forward, that they always win the elections. That's why they're bringing all these people in here. This is why they want to make them citizens, because they're trying to change everything. Because once they get everything into place, they can always use these individuals, replace the actual American people, bring in more illegals, and never, ever lose an election. So they're looking at this very long-term, and this is why they're so threatened with Trump, because what does he want to do? He wants to deport all these people. And if he deports all these people, their plan goes down the drain. And this is why they're pushing so hard to get as many people in here as possible. Yes, they want to cheat in this election, but they want to set up a system where they never lose an election again. And when you start to look out in all these different areas where they're bringing all these people in, you could see that they are definitely changing the fabric of this country. When you look, and Wokeness, by the way, put this out and said, Tehran, nope, Dearborn, Michigan. If you just quickly looked at this video, you would definitely think it was Tehran. You would not think it was the United States of America. And Out in Butler County, Ohio Sheriff Richard Jones, he is now sounding the alarm on the invasion of illegals. He said every state now is the border state. And he didn't mince his words. He was pointing out Springfield, Ohio. The sheriff warned of a quiet invasion that threatens to unravel communities and strain local resources beyond repair. He says, I'm here today to talk about the invasion of our country. And mostly I want to talk about Springfield, Ohio. In just 4 years, between 15,000 and 20,000 illegals are poured into the small city of 50,000 residents. That's almost half the population, and it's unsustainable. And he's absolutely right. He's saying this is a national emergency right now. And Springfield, their entire system, the school system, the hospitals, the social services, they're being crippled right now because of what is going on there. And if you really look at it, you could see in these key areas, they're replacing the people. They're overriding the people because in the future, they want all these individuals to become citizens, of course, and they want to win the election in the future. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they wanted everyone to see this. They wanted everyone to experience this because, again, if Trump said, listen, hey, you know what they're going to do? They're going to bring in all these illegals. They're going to move them into all these different towns, and you're going to have half the town of illegals, half a town of the people, and they're going to do this in all this different swing states. So this way they win the swing states, and they're going to set up this system where they always win the elections. They have their cheating system. They have the illegals in place. They'll never have to worry about the swing states. Of course, people would say that's absolutely crazy. That doesn't even make sense. Now that people are experiencing it every single day, and now people are worried about this country. People are afraid because they see the crime. They see the terrorists. They see all these individuals coming into this country, like the gangs, and they're becoming very, very nervous. And what people are doing right now is they're realizing that they have to protect themselves. And what's very interesting is that CBS, they went out to Nevada and they were talking to people. And the people out there, they're telling CBS, we need someone strong. We need someone to take control of the country. We need Trump. And this individual was saying, listen, I never owned a gun, but because of what's happening in this country, I'm afraid. So now I own four of them. Take a listen.
Stephen Schaefer were first to arrive and say they can't wait to vote.
I want someone who's strong, who demands respect and who gets the respect and who can deal with foreign leaders. I think Trump's the guy.
There's so much going on throughout the world in this country as well. But do you remain hopeful about America?
I tell you, I've never owned a gun in my life and I own four of them now.
Really?
Yes. I fear for our country.
And that should tell you everything you need to know. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. Illegal migrants who are pouring into our country in record numbers are taking the jobs away from the black and Hispanic people who have held them for years. It is devastating for the black and Hispanic patriots of our nation. These jobs are not replaceable and never will be because under Comrade Kamala Harris, the border will be wide open and there will always be more people coming in, many of them terrorists and criminals. Then jobs available. Kamala is killing black and Hispanic heritage. She's killing their legacy and their rights. Register and vote for your all-time favorite president, me. November 5th will be the most important day in the history of our country. Make America great again. And yes, this is what people are noticing. The people in all these different cities and towns, the black community, Hispanic community, every single community, they're starting to realize that, hey, you know something? They're taking our jobs. They're taking our homes. The government, and it's not really the government, it's really the criminal syndicate. The criminal syndicate is paying for all this, using our money to pay to bring in their foot soldiers, to pay to actually replace us. And the people now, they see it and it's becoming very, very clear. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Hillary Clinton, she's out there and she's trying to convince the world now that we should throw people in jail if they're putting out misinformation. Aaron Matei put this out and said, Hillary Clinton calls for criminal charges and civil penalties against Americans engaged in spreading propaganda. To make her argument against free speech, she invokes the Russiagate scam and itself was the product of her campaign's own propaganda. So J.D. Vance responded to this and he said, here is Hillary Clinton calling for civil and criminal penalties for speech she disagrees with. But why stop at jailing your opponent? Hillary is calling for censorship, but she's really calling for violence. Reject censorship, reject violence. So basically, is she going to turn herself in for spreading misinformation about Benghazi? Is she going to turn herself in for spreading misinformation about the 2016 election? Is she going to turn herself in for spreading misinformation about her email server? Is she going to turn herself in for her misinformation about the Alpha Bank server in Trump Tower? Is she going to turn herself in for her Russia collusion hoax? Because remember, she paid for all of this, and then she lied to the American people. So is she going to turn herself in for misinformation? I mean, she's telling everyone else, this is what we have to do. She should be the first to do it. No, what she's really saying is, hey, everything that we've done, all the lies that we've told, people now are researching, they're fact-checking, and they're putting out the truth, and we cannot have this. So those people that are countering what we say, because what we say is what you should believe. And if you counter it, well, we're going to have to jail you. Didn't we see this going back in time? If you countered the church, if you countered the government, what did they do to people? They threw them in prison. I think we're seeing the same exact thing right now. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, first, Hillary Clinton is calling for Trump supporters to be thrown in prison for sharing misinformation. Number two, Kamala Harris saying she will end free speech. Number three, New York Democrat calling for Trump supporters to be put in re-education camps. They're telling us our future. This is what they want. And it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And remember, they started this out in Europe. People are being arrested. Police are going to individuals' homes because they're saying, hey, we don't like the meme you put out. You're putting out misinformation, and we're going to have to arrest you. It's actually really happening in this country, too. The FBI is definitely visiting people's homes, saying we would like to talk to you. Now, again, we have the Constitution. We have the First Amendment. And this has nothing to do with hate speech because you have the, you're free to say whatever you want. So, again, the government cannot tell you what to say or what not to say. Because remember, they have to abide by the Constitution. They have to abide by the First Amendment. That is the law of the land, the highest law. And we are born with these rights. So, again, this country, the United States, is very, very different than Europe, than Australia, than New Zealand, and all the other countries. And this is the problem the deep state has been having this entire time. And they will not be able to override the Constitution. And this is why they want to get rid of it. And the only way to get rid of the Constitution is to do what? Is to bring the world to war and have the United States lose the war. Because when the United States loses the war, the winner dictates what's going to happen. And you think the winner of the war is going to say, let's keep the Constitution? No, the winner of the war is going to say, the Constitution is gone. You're under our rule right now. What do you think happened to all the countries that were taken over? The winner controlled that country. And that's what they've been trying to do, because otherwise they can't get rid of the Constitution. It's completely and utterly impossible because the Constitution is the people's document. You see, it's not the government's document. It's we, the people's document. We've given the contract to the government and said, listen, if you're going to be in these positions, you must sign this contract. And the way they sign it is they take an oath. And if you can't abide by this contract, well, in that position, you don't need to be in that position. And you could be removed. How you are removed? Well, if you're a swamp creature, you could be fired. If you're an elected official, we vote you out. I think moving forward, if they violate the Constitution, if they put any law or anything that's repugnant to the Constitution, they should be removed from their position immediately, because why would we want them in there? We wouldn't. And we could see the people around the world, they're looking at their installed politicians. They're not even leaders. They're just installed morons. And the people are saying, you know what? We've had enough of you. You're destroying our country. We're seeing it happen out in Canada. We're seeing it in Germany. We're seeing it now in France. The French Parliament has made the unprecedented move to basically approve the impeachment resolution. So the proposal to impeach Macron has cleared a major procedural hurdle in the parliament and will proceed to committee for consideration. The new Popular Front coalition, which won the most National Assembly seats in this summer's legislative election, but it doesn't have enough for a majority, announced the measure earlier this month. So basically, they don't have enough people, but they are moving forward with this, which tells you everything you need to know, that the people now are sick and tired of these installed morons who are destroying the country, these dictators, and now they're taking action. It might not happen the first go around, but eventually what's going to happen is that these people will not hold office in the near future, because when everything starts to break down, it's all going to fall apart for them. And the people are going to say, you know something? You're out. We don't need you. We see this happening in this country. We're seeing it happen around the world, and it's going to get worse and worse for them. Now, the other thing that we could see is that war is definitely now coming into focus. And when you look at the Middle East, something happened today. Over 1,000 individuals, including Hezbollah terrorists, were wounded when the pagers they used for communication exploded across Lebanon. So the incident, confirmed by security sources, is being called the biggest security breach the Iranian-backed Hezbollah terror network has faced since its ongoing war with Israel. The explosions occurred at 3:45 p.m. local time, and panic spread as Hezbollah-controlled areas in southern Beirut and other parts of the country were hit with explosions that lasted for over an hour. And there is video of all of this where you could see that these devices just exploded. OSINT Defender put this out and said, 200 of the 2,800 members of Hezbollah that were injured by today's pager explosion are reported to be in critical condition with third-degree burns as well as amputations. So the question is Israel responsible for this? Most people are saying yes. And how were they able to actually do this? Did they get all these different devices, and did they put explosives in the devices and then distributed to Hezbollah? And was this planned over a very long period of time? Because I don't think you can do something like this over a very short period of time. So once again, is this a new way of having warfare right now by using electronic devices? Because you know people are carrying these electronic devices, especially terrorists. So now you could see things are now moving forward. And what do you think is going to happen? I do believe you're going to probably see retaliation from this. Now, remember, Israel's mission is to remove the state-funded actors. And yes, Hezbollah, Hamas, these are terrorist groups. Now, what's very interesting about this is that Secretary of State Blinken, he decided to head to Egypt as this was happening, and he is not meeting with Israel this time around. So he'll be meeting with mediators in Egypt and Qatar to come up with a revised final proposal to try to at least get Israel and Hamas into a six-week ceasefire that would free some of the hostages held by Hamas. So basically what is happening right now, they're panicking because Israel right now is removing the state-funded actors, terrorist groups, and they're panicking right now and they need this to stop. And either he's out there to actually push forward a ceasefire deal, or they are now telling them that they must retaliate and we must begin this war. Because once again, have you heard about the cert food diet? Probably not, because it's something that was only popular among celebrities until now. In fact, it's actually not a restrictive diet at all. It's all about specific foods you should be adding to your diet. You may know some big names who have actually followed this diet, like a world-famous singer, which can't be mentioned, but she reportedly lost 100 pounds using this exact same method in 2019. Or maybe you heard of a certain mixed martial artist, Conor McGregor, who claims to have used this diet as well. Or world championship boxer David Haye, who credits his amazing shape to this. Now, the two international best-selling authors who created the cert food diet, Glenn Matten and Aidan Goggins, have a new, even more incredible way to get these potent cert foods to all Americans by combining them all into one revolutionary, powerful supplement so you can get all the benefits of the diet by just taking this. It's called Cert Complete, and it was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do things you love. I know, I've tried it, and I've been amazed at the results myself. It's truly been amazing. Since you're a loyal listener, I'm giving you all a $20 discount on this amazing product to try yourself. And hey, it's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Go get your supply of Cert Complete now by going to getcert.com/x22. That's getcert.com/x22, or click the link in the description below. That's getcert.com/x22, or just click on the link below the video to get your supply with this exclusive discount. Their entire mission is to bring us into a war because it's part of the 16-year plan. So they might be talking about peace, but in the background, they're really talking about war. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Secretary of Air Force, Frank Kendall, spoke about the growing threat that China poses to the Indo-Pacific region. He said, I've been closely watching the evolution of China's military for 15 years. China is not a future threat. China is a threat today. The secretary went on to explain that the Chinese Communist Party continues to heavily invest in capabilities, operational concepts, and organizations that are specifically designed to defeat the United States and its allies' ability to project power in the Western Pacific region. And they're looking at what China is doing right now, and the threat is getting larger and larger and larger, which tells us that China might end up doing something. And remember, the deep state players, the elites, they want war. War covers up all their crimes. War creates chaos. War allows the central bank to fund everything that's happening. And after all the destruction and everything like that, we have depopulation and the central bank comes in and lends the money to all these nations, which actually enslaves them, to rebuild their infrastructure. So the central bank and the elite, they always make out on both ends. And for people saying, well, they're going to be involved in this war. No, most of these wars are controlled. They are safe in their bunkers. They're away from the war. They have the people fight the wars. That's how this works. But let me just go back to post 4724, September 16, 2020. Why did it take an outsider to finally deliver the start of peace in the Middle East? Why did it take an outsider to finally deliver the start of peace in the Middle East? News coverage, front pages, missile strikes, attempt to terminate. So let's see. Trump is an outsider. He wants peace. He actually implemented the Abraham's Accord in the Middle East. There was no invasion in Ukraine, and China was not going to invade Taiwan. So this is very interesting. And will there be some type of event that is going to try to get us into war? Most likely, yes. The next line down says, peace doesn't sell. War, fear, does. A lot of dollar signs. Evil corruption at the highest level. And that's absolutely true. Now, do you think most of the young generation, when they see war coming and we're on the precipice of war, do you think they're going to want war? Well, some of them might until someone brings up a draft. And I think this is where everything starts to fall apart. This is when the people say, you know something? I'm at the age where I could be drafted. I don't want war. Now, remember, this might occur during the elections, right before the elections, and it also will continue after the elections. Because remember, they're going to try to convince us that Trump is not the winner of the election because the elections have been manipulated, which means war is going to build up, which means we're going to see other attacks, which means people are going to be afraid. Now, once again, if they can't decide who the winner is, they can't certify the election, they're going to try to stay in power as long as they possibly can. And I do believe there will be lawsuits, and this might have to be brought up to the Supreme Court. And what will the Supreme Court decide? Will they say, well, since it's manipulated, can we look at the ballots? Now, do you think the deep state players want anyone to look at their ballots? Because if they are trying to cheat in the very, very beginning of the election, pre-election, they're going to be printing up a lot of ballots. And they're going to be using names and addresses and things like that. So do they want people to actually see the ballots? No, they don't. So will they say, no, we don't have the ballots, or the ballots are destroyed or missing or whatever? They'll have to try to make up some type of story. Or we might even see fires in certain places where they're saying the ballots were destroyed. So the Supreme Court might have to say, well, since we had an event, since there's an attack on this country from a foreign entity, we're going to have a new election, and to make sure the election is safe, we're going to have to use paper. Now, of course, Congress is going to hear this. Congress is going to be in the mix because they're going to see the attack on the United States. And those individuals in Congress most likely will have to pass the SAVE Act because we have to protect our elections. We can't use the systems because there was manipulation by a foreign entity. And once again, does the deep state players want us to have another election? No, they don't. But we're going to. And the deep state players, they're going to intensify war. They're going to intensify everything. And you're even going to hear draft. And when people hear this and they go to vote, they're going to say, you know something? We're at the precipice right now. The young generation's at the precipice. The economy's crashing. We're heading towards war. This is something we don't want. And this is a scenario that most likely might play out. I mean, there might be different variations of it, but we could see how this is all going to come about. And remember, most of these individuals, these deep state players, what have they been doing to our young generation? They've been manipulating our children. And our young generation, who's military age, they will not want to fight for war. Because think about what they've been teaching them. Why would they want to fight for this country? They won't. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, "Receive this from a follower, a classroom door in Boston, teaching students to hate America." It says, "In the house, we believe the American dream is a scam. Policing originates from runaway slave patrols. Capitalism exploits colonialism is evil. The founding fathers were racist. American imperialism must end. America was built on genocide and slavery. This country is on stolen indigenous land." So when they hear war, they're going to say, "I don't want to fight." But when they hear draft, they're going to say, "Well, I don't want to be drafted." But you're going to have Kamala, Biden, the fake news, deep state players saying, "No, we want war." So those children that were taught to hate this country, they're not going to want to fight for this country. Their only out is not Kamala, because they'll be going to war. The only out is Trump. It's very interesting how this is all playing out, isn't it? And the other thing that's really interesting is that Alex Soros, who's actually running everything right now, has taken over for his father. He visited the White House over 25 times between October 2021 and May 2024. That should tell you everything you need to know. And the other thing that should tell you everything you need to know is that Kamala is not popular. The people don't like her. The polls are fake. Even CBS right now is actually admitting it. Trump War Room put this out and said, "CBS, in every single restaurant, the people willing to talk to us, we could only find one Harris supporter in every restaurant." How could that be if she's so popular? She's not. Same thing with Biden. He didn't get any 81 million votes. He got 81 million ballots. The numbers that you're seeing on these fake propaganda networks is just that, it's fake. I mean, think about it. This is what the fake news, this is what the liberals, this is what they've been preaching. If we could just jail Trump, get rid of MAGA and the Electoral College, stack the Supreme Court, ban voter ID, and censor free speech, we could have democracy. Think about what they want here. And by the way, we are not a democracy. We are a republic. And you can see the fake news, they're all in on this. They are part of the criminal syndicate. I know people are watching Fox, people are watching CNN, MSNBC. They're all part of the same system. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. Even the newspapers, USA Today, New York Times, you name it, it's all part of the system that they created. How do we know this? Well, look, there was an attempted assassination on Trump. What were the headlines of all these different papers? Los Angeles Times, US Today, New York Times, Washington Post, and the rest. Well, US Today, "Hope in America." Los Angeles Times, "Memorial to World War II sex slaves takes diplomatic flight to Berlin." New York Times, "Trump unharmed." Washington Post, "Trump targeted." So when you really look at this, there wasn't headlines of another attempted assassination. Actually, if you look at US Today, it says, "Trump safe after shots fired in his vicinity in Florida." These papers and the rest of the propaganda outlets, they are the enemy of the people. Trump was right going back in time. They are truly the enemy of the people. And the enemy of the people, which includes the FBI, DOJ, CDC, FDA, and all the different propaganda outlets, they are against the people. And they're trying to remove Trump any way they possibly can. And yes, the FBI is behind this. The CIA is behind this. Yes, Ryan Routh was an asset of these organizations. And once again, it turns out that Routh was well known to law enforcement and had been on the FBI's radar since 2019. A tip came in claiming that the convicted felon was in possession of a firearm, and the FBI knew about this. They knew about this guy for a very long time. Johnny Maga put this out and said, the FBI special agent in charge of the Miami field office just announced that the attempted assassin was the subject of a previously closed 2019 tip to the FBI. He was in felony possession of a firearm. Yet another lunatic known to the FBI. Mind you, this man who had a standoff with the North Carolina police with a full auto rifle. So the New York Times knew about him. The FBI knew about him. They all knew about him. Even the Department of Homeland Security. Ryan Routh was interviewed by the U.S. Customs Border and Protection officials when he returned from Ukraine last year and flagged for further investigation based on spontaneous comments he made to agents. But the Homeland Security Department declined to act. June 2023 was their encounter with Routh at the Honolulu airport. It is confirmed in the U.S. border entry records reviewed by Just the News and is the latest tale of missed law enforcement opportunities dating back to 2019 to stop or further investigate the alleged would-be assassin. So that's interesting. Who's head of the Department of Homeland Security? Oh, that's right. It's Mayorkas. How come it always goes back to Mayorkas? Isn't that interesting? Paul Sperry put this out and said, the would-be Trump assassin number two told the court he has no assets and lives off $3,000 a month while supporting a son as a roofer. Yet, he's finding money to travel back and forth to Hawaii and to Ukraine as a mercenary while amassing a small arsenal of weapons plus GoPro equipment. Does that make any sense? And we come to learn that the Secret Service admits it didn't search the perimeter of Trump golf course. So let's get this straight. Mar-a-Lago is surrounded with concrete barriers. Police on the north, south, east, and west. They monitor the perimeter at all times, even when he's not there. He decides to go to the golf course, which is 5-10 minutes away at Trump International. They decided what? Not to search the perimeter? For what reason? It's along a main road. There's bushes all around. Anyone with a half a brain would say, hey, is anyone nervous about someone hiding in the bushes, in the trees? Should we search around to make sure that no one is? Because they would have access and they would have the ability to take Trump out. Now, once again, did they get these orders from their superiors to say, you don't have to do it? That's very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting, and MJ Truth Ultra put this out and said, MSNBC had footage of Trump's secret golf outing before the shooting. How did MSNBC get this footage? Why were they there? How did they know Trump would be there? Just like Butler, Pennsylvania. Were they trying to capture the kill shot? Well, think about this. How does the fake news know where to show up? Think about Roger Stone. Were they waiting outside of his house before the raid happened? How did they know that he was going to be raided? Because once again, the fake news is part of the criminal syndicate. So let's see. An agent, maybe there is a mole, maybe there isn't. People report up to the assistant deputy director. The assistant deputy director speaks to Mayorkas. Mayorkas, someone on his team, leaks the information, sends it to the fake news. We want to capture this. We want to make sure that you're there. We know exactly where he's going. Here's a heads up. We have an individual scouting out the Trump International Golf Course for 12 hours. Someone told him that Trump might take a golf outing because normally he does a golf outing on Sunday, not every single time, but just in case he shows up, we want you sitting there. So let's see. The fake news was there for the first assassination attempt. They were there for Roger Stone. It seems that they know a lot of information, don't they? And where would they get this information? Well, remember, they get it from the CIA. They get it from the criminal syndicate of DHS, FBI, and the rest. Now it's making sense. And we could see that it is now falling apart for them. And what's very interesting is that Hillary Clinton is out there and she is sending a message that we need to keep trying and we need to get rid of Trump. Ann Mokness put this out and said, Hillary Clinton tonight on MSNBC. The press needs to create a consistent narrative about how dangerous he is. He's a danger to our country and world. Hillary chose to deliver this message one day after a second attempt on Trump's life. She knows exactly what she's doing. This is deliberate and calculated. Absolutely. And we know that the deep state players, which is the FBI, DOJ, they went ahead and they charged this individual with a federal crime because they needed to take control of the entire investigation. And what do they usually do? They don't investigate. They cover everything up. Look what they did out in Butler, Pennsylvania. They hosed down the roof immediately. They cremated the body. They hid all the evidence. Have you ever heard anything from the investigation? And when you try to look into what they've been doing, you know what they do? Hey, this is an ongoing investigation. We can't tell you anything. And Governor DeSantis, he decided, you know something? We know what you're doing. We know exactly what's happening here. And he put this out on X. He said, the state of Florida is conducting its own investigation into the second attempted assassination of Trump. It is not in the best interest of our state and nation to have the same federal agencies seeking to prosecute Trump leading this investigation. As I announced in Palm Beach County this morning, I am assigning this case to the Office of the Statewide Prosecutor. The suspect is believed to have violated state laws across multiple judicial circuits. The state of Florida has jurisdiction over the most serious, readily provable offenses, attempted murder. The public deserves answers on how something like this could happen. I have directed our state agencies to move expeditiously and to provide full transparency to the public. There will be accountability in Florida. The people of our state and the entire country deserve no less. Absolutely. And we can see that the people in D.C. right now, the deep state players, they are panicked. There is panic in D.C. because they want to cover it up. Now we have an investigative body that is actually going to do an investigation. Now, is the deep state players, are they going to try to stop the investigation? Of course they are. I wouldn't be surprised if something happens to the lead investigator. I wouldn't be surprised if there was an accident and maybe he dies. Because if they get this information out, it is game over. Or they will attempt to get rid of this individual. But I think in the end, everything that they're trying to do is going to fail. Because if they get rid of one, another takes this individual's place. So can they actually stop this? I don't think so. But Enoch, he pointed out something very, very interesting. And he said, did Trump know that there would be an attempt assassination on him at the sixth green? On 9/13/2024, Trump inexplicitly posts what we know commonly as the hashtag symbol by itself on Truth Social. At the time, many believe it also was a symbol for checkmate in the game of chess. Also in the game of chess, the moving of the king to G6 is usually fatal. During the second assassination attempt on Trump, the potential shooter was discovered just outside the sixth green, G6, with Trump king moving towards it. Did Trump post the hashtag symbol as a checkmate to covertly acknowledge the coming attempt at his life and as a sign to know it was coming? Now that is very, very interesting. So did the intelligence that he was receiving, did they give him a heads up? Did he know that this was about to happen? That's very, very interesting. And the other thing that we've come to find out, and Paul Sperry put this out, is Biden's DHS is not assigning President Trump actual Secret Service agents as part of his protective detail, but instead HSI agents, Homeland Security Investigation agents, who are not trained for presidential protective services. What do they do? Well, when you look at their duties, these are their duties. Threats to national security and public safety. This is what they investigate. Human smuggling and trafficking. They investigate that. Drug smuggling. Counter-proliferation investigations, gang investigations, financial money laundering crimes, custom trade fraud. So these people are not trained to protect the president. Now, that's very interesting. Why would they do that? Oh, right. You don't want people there that will actually protect the president. Because if you have an op, you don't want the best of the best. Because remember, DHS, FBI, DOJ, if they're planning an op, and they have their individual in place, these people also control the Secret Service. So are they going to put the best of the best in place to stop it? Or are they going to put the worst of the worst in place that have no training to allow this to happen? Well, they're going to put the worst of the worst in place to allow this to happen. This is why we saw it at the first attempt and the second attempt. This system is completely and utterly corrupt. But think about it. Since DeSantis is doing their own investigation, I wouldn't be surprised if we see some information that comes out that shows that the FBI, DHS, and others were actually involved in an assassination attempt. Remember Post 586, January 22nd, 2018? What would happen if texts originating from FBI agents to several internals discuss the assassination possibility of the POTUS or a member of the family? What if the text suggests foreign allies were involved? Forget Russia set up one of 22. This is only the beginning. Could messages such as those be publicly disclosed? What happens to the FBI? What happens to DOJ? What happens to special counsel? What happens in general? Every FBI DOJ previous case could be challenged. Lawless. Think logically. Then let's go to Post 2207. Because I do believe there's a major declass coming. Declass on all this information. And it says, reminder, Hussein Executive Order. Executive Order 13526, Section 1.7. Classification prohibitions limitations. In no case shall information be classified, continue to be maintained as classified, or fail to be classified in order to conceal violation of law, inefficiency, or administrative error. Prevent embarrassment to a person, organization, or agency. Restrain competition, or prevent or delay the release of information that does not require protection in the interest of national security. Sleep no more. The American people and others around the world are awakening. Panic. Game over. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be using Obama's executive orders against him. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see the declassification of what has been happening out in Haiti, declassification of the emails and text messages from FBI agents. I wouldn't be surprised if we see all this information. Now, Trump, he decided to meet with the Martin County Sheriff's Office deputies who activated the traffic stop on I-95, and he brought them all to Mar-a-Lago, and he actually shook every single one of these individuals' hands and thanked them for protecting his life. Now, the other thing that we see happening as we approach the presidential election, we could see the deep state players, they are now pushing the idea that a foreign entity is going to interfere in the election, that something is going to happen in this country. And Zuckerberg, his entire Meta organization, which includes Facebook, Instagram, and the rest, they are now going to ban the Russian state media on all platforms following the Biden administration's sanctions. So they're going to basically ban RT and other Russian state media outlets, which means they're shutting this down for a reason. They don't want anyone to hear the side from coming from Russia, because if they're going to interfere in the election and they're going to say it's Russia, if there's going to be a cyber attack and we're going to get into war, they don't want people spreading it around. They don't want people talking about it, and they don't want Russia getting involved. That's why they're shutting all this down. They're prepping for this. And what's very interesting is that the acting U.S. Secret Service director, he said something very, very interesting. He said there could be a geopolitical event that could put the United States into a kinetic conflict or some other issue that may result in additional responsibilities and protectees of the Secret Service. So is he letting us know that something is about to happen? I do believe so. Because again, they're planning on what? They're planning on war. They're planning on cyber attacks. They're planning on manipulating the elections. And we could see that the deep state players, they're not just planning on manipulating the elections right now. They're planning on manipulating the elections now and into the future. Bill Malugin put this out and said, per newly released CPP data, nearly 530,000 migrants have flown into the U.S. and have been paroled into the country as part of the Biden administration controversial CHNV mass parole program. Additionally, approximately 813 migrants have scheduled appointments via the CPP. Elon responded to this and said, those granted asylum become citizens within 5 years, which is just over one presidential election cycle, and then vote overwhelmingly Democrat. This is why so many are being placed in large numbers in Arizona, Wisconsin, Ohio, and other swing states to create permanent one-party rule by the Democrats. So the Democrats right now, the deep state players, they are looking into the future and they are saying, listen, we could never allow anyone else to win election. We were fooled back in 2016. They believe they took control in 2020, but actually, we'll be talking about this in just a sec. I do believe Trump set them up so it would wake up the population, and actually kind of admits that during an interview. But they're trying to make sure that that never happens again where they lose an election. So they're thinking way beyond 2024. Yes, they have to make sure that Trump doesn't win, but they want to change the fabric of this country. They never want anyone else to win an election. So what's their biggest worry? Trump wins and he deports everyone. Their plan goes down the drain and they're screwed. This is why they're trying to stop him at all costs. But think about what Trump has done over the last 4 years. He woke the population up. I know everyone's worried, like, oh my God, look what's happening. All these illegals in this country. Oh, look what's happening. They're crashing the economy. Oh, look what's happening. They're starting a war. Yes, this wakes you up. This wakes everyone up. You might be awake now and you're worrying about it, but think about all the people that are still sleeping. Think about all the D's that are still sleeping. This is going to wake up the country. And actually, during his interview, he actually admits it. It's almost like he planned this from the very, very beginning. Listen to what he said.
Just to wrap it up, but I will say that there's a spirit now that even 2020 and 2016 didn't have. And that's because they've seen how bad it is. You know, they didn't have anything to compare it to.
Right.
Because I had a very successful 4 years. So they had really nothing to compare it to. Now they see the incompetence of him and her. She's worse than him. Oh, Comrade Kamala is, I think, worse than Joe.
And really think about what he said. There's a spirit now that even 2020 and 2016 didn't have. And that's because they seen how bad it was. They saw how good it was. Then Biden came into place. Kamala Harris came into place. The deep state players pushed their agenda and people saw how bad it was. It's almost like he planned it from the beginning. That's interesting. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. And Trump, he's letting everyone know that this election is going to be too big to rig. Patriots Are Control put this out and said, Trump said, at a certain point, you can't get away with cheating because once it's too big to rig, you just can't win. Take a listen to what he said here.
100 million out for you, and then it'll become too big to rig.
Too big to rig is a big deal, and that's true. You can't, at a certain point, you can't get away with it.
Right.
But they get away with a lot of things. They gave millions of votes. We did so well. You know, we got millions of votes more the second time than we did the first time.
Oh, the most in history.
Everyone said, oh, 2016 was so good. I did much better in 2020.
The most.
So the deep state players, what are they doing? They're going to try to cheat pre-election. They're going to use the ballots. They're going to use their systems. They're going to try everything. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're forcing them down this certain path because I do believe in the end, Trump wants to use paper ballots. Trump wants to use voter ID. Trump wants to have one-day election. And we know that's true because he and Johnson are pushing the SAVE Act. And I do believe in the end, what he wants everyone to see that he won the election, not just by a little, but just by a hair, by a lot. He wants to give the deep state players the finger and show the country that, look, the people are behind him. That is the biggest message Trump could ever send, where the people vote with paper, one-day election, only the citizens of this country vote, and people look at the voting results and say, holy crap, he has the entire country. The deep state has been lying to us this entire time. That message is the most important message. And this is something the deep state doesn't want to happen. And this is why they will not concede. This is why they'll create riots. This is why they'll try to stay in control and bring us to war. Remember post 4722? Well, this is September 16, 2020. Make no mistake, they will not concede on election night. Make no mistake, they will contest this legally in battleground states. Make no mistake, they will project doubt in the election results. Make no mistake, they will organize massive riots and attempt anarchy 99 design. Playbook known. And Trump, he is once again warning them, do not cheat. And Trump does this on purpose. do the right thing. He gives them a chance. Here's the second warning. Cease and desist. I, together with many attorneys and legal scholars, am watching the sanctity of the 2024 presidential election very closely because I know better than most the rampant cheating and skullduggery that has taken place by the Democrats in 2020 presidential election. It was a disgrace to our nation. Therefore, the 2024 election, where votes have just started being cast, will be under the closest professional scrutiny. And when I win, those people that cheated, that's all caps, cheated, will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include long-term prison sentences so that this depravity of justice does not happen again. We cannot let our country further devolve into a third world nation, and we won't. Please be aware that this legal exposure extends to lawyers, political operatives, donors, illegal voters, and corrupt election officials. Those involved in unscrupulous behavior will be sought out, caught, and prosecuted at levels, unfortunately, never seen before in our country. And those people at the lower level, I'm sure they're panicked. I'm sure they're saying, you know something, I'm not going to be involved in this time around. But those people at the upper levels, I do believe they're going to carry through with all of this and they're going to cheat. And Trump has warned them twice now. And he's going to follow through on this because, once again, people now are going to know who the cheaters are. And people, when we use paper, when we use one-day voting and voter ID, people are going to understand and learn that, hey, all these poll numbers, everything the deep state has been saying, the manipulation of the election using their system, well, this was the deep state players. This was them cheating in the election. And I think people, in the end, they're going to understand and realize who the true enemy is, who the cheaters are, and we never had to go through these last 4 years. And that's what people are going to understand, and the people are going to be behind Trump. Because again, when the people see that the majority of the country is behind Trump, the people are going to say, this can never, ever happen again. And Trump warned them. And yes, there's going to be accountability. Yes, there's going to be justice. And I do believe that people are going to demand it. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.